Come right on in and have a seat. We'll get started tonight. It is 6:30, 6:31. I trust everyone has had a good week. Looking forward to time fellowship tonight and time in the Word. All right, let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer tonight, and we'll have our first song. Lord, we do love you, and thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the blessings and joy of service and fellowship. Pray that you would help us tonight. Lord, that you meet with us. Help us to be a blessing to one another as we lift our voices in worship and song, and then later as we spend time in prayer and in your Word. Father, again, thank you so much for your provisions. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, Father, I pray that you would bless our time together tonight. May you be uplifted and glorified. May we be encouraged through the Scriptures, and we'll be careful to thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We'll be in Proverbs eventually, our text tonight. We'll get there eventually, a little bit of an introduction, but Proverbs chapter number 5. And if anybody came in and still needs a handout, we have a few more left. If you raise your hand if you need a handout. So we've got a few more. If not, we'll go ahead and get started. Proverbs chapter 8 will be there eventually, but we'll start with a little bit of an introduction first as well. All right. This has been an interesting study, and enjoyed it, and we'll see how many weeks it'll go, a lot of information. In some aspects, I've enjoyed it. In some aspects, it's made me sad to remind me about some things, condition that our world is in today. But we're going to talk a little bit about Proverbs on acceptance and approval. Proverbs on acceptance and approval. We've had our word of prayer. I'm going to go ahead and start with the introduction. We'll get to our major text in a moment. I think I'm just going to introduce the main topic tonight, and then maybe one subpoint, and we'll pick up on more in coming weeks. Sadly, there is a great need for acceptance or approval in society today. In fact, many will seek total strangers or social media just to attain attention. Children naturally long for the approval of their parents. A husband or wife long for the approval of their spouses. Teenagers thirst for the acceptance or approval of their peers, their boyfriend, their girlfriend. Even if acceptance requires they do something wrong, or even something that might even jeopardize their life. Boy, never would have thought of anything as things that take place today on TikTok. Just the craziness of the world that we live in today. Pastors, in their quest to be approved or accepted by their congregation, can fall into the trap of trimming their sermons, avoiding messages that point out sin so they don't offend or they don't become unpopular. I don't have to worry about that because I don't like people. Amen? All right, thank you. A little delayed laugh, but nonetheless, the craving or acceptance or approval is very strong and can be very intense for many, whether it is the pastor, the missionary, the evangelist, the Sunday school teacher, the young person, the mom, the dad. I mean, just all walks of life. The desire for acceptance can be destructive if it leads to compromise with sin and turning your backs on the Lord, turning your back on the things of old. Now, Michelle and I was having a conversation this afternoon, and we were talking about the church and time we've been here, some of the visitors, and I wish we'd seen some more of them return, but nonetheless, and sometimes we hear phrases like they enjoy the services and they enjoy the music, because it reminds them of the way they grew up. I'm afraid today we're having in a generation that we're going to lose a whole generation that knows anything about the hymns, that knows anything about solid songs that teach Bible doctrine and theology as we've gone to so many different directions. Again, our world has changed so much, but it doesn't mean we should change to reach them. The Word of God is still here, and the preaching of the Word of God is what is important. Now, when we look at this desire for acceptance, you have to remember it can be destructive, but the exception to this is if our passion to be accepted and approved is seeking that by God and God alone. We seek and we get so hungry. People are so concerned about the acceptance of other people as opposed to our Lord. Nothing more and nothing less is that acceptance. Christians that seek the approval of two masters, the world and the Lord, will find themselves in a problem that creates waffling and eventually a final choice that usually leads the wrong way. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24 is a good example. No man can serve two masters. That's the message I heard at the Bill Rice Ranch in 1982, where the Lord hit me right between the eyes. That's exactly what I was doing, and I needed to make a choice. It says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Every Christian must make a decision about who they will serve and whose acceptance and approval they seek. We all grew up in an age, everyone here is at the age I believe we all grew up, you remember this, had fire alarms at school, fire drills, and the purpose of that was so that we would know what to do if a fire was to happen, if the alarm was to go off. Today, they have different types of drills at schools, sadly, but they do, but the purpose is so they will know what to do if this event comes up. Now, do you have the fire alarm set in your Christian walk in your life? Do you know what you will do when Satan comes knocking? Do you know what you will do when the temptation is brought before you? Again, every Christian must make a decision about who they will serve and whose acceptance or approval they were seeking. Don't let the tug of war even begin. It's going to happen. But we don't need to help it to happen. Make your choice now of what you will do. Decide now who you will serve, God or mammon, the spirit or the flesh. If we do not make that decision now, before confrontation begins, we will be confused and off balance because of the great pull of two different directions and lifestyles. There shouldn't be gray areas. You know, there are, should be black and white. We should know this is definitely something I should not be involved with. This is the way I will go. And sometimes things tend to be gray, and even gray should be a warning sign to take a step back of whether why we're looking at as being something maybe that's okay, maybe not okay. Joshua 24 and verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. I preached out of this chapter when I was candidating 3 years ago. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The decision was made. James addresses this issue in James chapter 1 and verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James chapter 4 and verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. So, let me ask, whose approval do you seek? Are we encouraging others, those that we have an opportunity to influence in our lives, whether it be children, grandchildren, young people here at church, or those that we meet? Is the approval of God important to you? How's that scale in your life of seeking and wanting God's approval in things that you do, things that you say, things that you're involved with? If you seek God's approval and acceptance, then the book of Proverbs offers practical insights about the approval of God, and that's what we'll be looking at over the next several weeks. It also warns about the issue of the approval or acceptance of men. Yes, there are some situations, some cases that we may need to get the nod, but we need to be careful that the acceptance of man doesn't cross over the word, doesn't cross over our testimony or cause us to compromise that. So Roman number one, the acceptance and approval of God. The acceptance and approval of God. Letter A, wisdom leads to approval. Wisdom leads to approval. Having the right wisdom, seeking the right wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse number 35. For whoso findeth me findeth life. And this is in context, this is talking about wisdom. Whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. And as mentioned, this context of Proverbs is about wisdom. So the me in this verse is wisdom. Solomon says, if you find wisdom, you find life and you obtain the Lord's favor. This word favor is from the Hebrew ratzah, which means to be pleased with, accepted, to be accepted favorably. Not just say accepted, but favorably. This is from the New American Standard Hebrew Greek Aramaic lexicon. God is pleased when we find and apply wisdom in our decision making. He says that we find life. Now, this word life in our passage as well is from the Hebrew root chayai, which means life, but it also means alive, to or came to life, keep alive, to revive, or to save. So seeking God's wisdom leads to life, acceptance, and blessing. And if we are going to strive to honor the Lord, we are going to find favor, we're going to find blessing, and we're going to find life. It is the wisdom of this world that robs us of life, acceptance, and blessings. The world's wisdom, the Bible says, is foolish because it caters to our flesh and our selfishness. It ignores God, His commands, and His promises of blessings, love, peace, and joy. You see, the wisdom of this world distorts the true purpose of our life, or leaves a person without any purpose at all. People with worldly wisdom often do not know why they are here or what they're supposed to do with their lives. This is why the Lord labels worldly wisdom as foolishness. You know, in being honest, I thought about this and kind of went down memory lane when I was in high school. Remembering the cliques, remembering the fashion, remembering the efforts and the work to want to fit in or who you wanted to fit in with. For me, it wasn't that hard. It was hard, but not like today. For me, it wasn't that hard. I was involved in a youth group. I had a youth group. I played football. I played baseball. I had homework. And then when I didn't have any of those, I had work with my dad. He kept me busy in my high school years. When I got home, I was either studying or because I just got home from ball practice, or I was home because there was no ball practice. And dad saying, "Eat up and change, boy, we got work to do." And we'd work till midnight and then be back home. He kept me busy, and I'm grateful for that. I didn't have social media, didn't have a cell phone, didn't have email, didn't have any and all of those pressures that are available to our young people today. And the important is that we stress how they can distort the world that we should be living in centered around Christ. Again, people with worldly wisdom often do not know why they are here. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 19. "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness." Now let me say this before I go on. Even though I stayed busy, and even though I was involved in those things, I still managed to get in trouble. And I can't imagine today, in the generation we're trying to raise today. It's just, everything is just right there. The billboards, the signage, the phones, all constantly going off. And there's times that I just want to throw that thing in the trash can, but they're just too expensive to do that. But I do turn it off. I do sometimes take it to Michelle and say, "Keep this for a while. I need a little quiet and a little silence. Put it on vibrate." 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Have not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? You see, the believer knows or should know why he is here, and that purpose in life is to glorify God. Our purpose, he or him, her or she, is to glorify God in that which we do. God has made this very clear in His Word. Unfortunately, many Christians today do not accept God's purpose for their lives because they have rejected the wisdom that comes from above. They base their decisions on carnal wisdom, which is contrary to spiritual growth. We live in a time today where it's about me, what I want, what I desire. How can I get ahead? We have one of the, when I was in school, in college, my first year before going to Bible college, I went to secular school and played ball. And in my sociology class, we had some assignments, and one of the topics that I chose and what I wrote on my theme paper was teen suicide. And during that time in 1982, it was really high, but it's nothing compared to today. I never would have thought that, I mean, just recently a child made a decision because of playing video games to leave and meet someone. I think this was in New York somewhere, in a major city, of someone they'd never seen before. They don't know how old they are. They don't know if it's a man or a woman. They only know what they may have told them. And this game is supposed to have safeties on it, but somehow, some way, this young man was smarter than the developers, or the developers knew and made back doors, just like Facebook and other things today that we have met and we have problems with, and lawsuits and everything that's going on with our young people. They found a way around it. And because all those things are there, it's why it's so much more important for us as adults that we find a way to communicate these things with a younger generation. Because see, if a young person has a walk in a relationship with God and they know their goal is to glorify God, those things won't happen. Or they'll happen less and less and less because of their intent and their desire. James chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. But ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts. Glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. Proverbs 14:35. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 15. Good understanding giveth favor, but the ways of the transgressor is hard. Young people today have so much attacking on them. Not young adults, not just teenagers. Wisdom gives favor with God, but also with men. When we seek the right kind of favor, when we seek to favor the Lord, when we seek to and strive to honor Him, and that which we do, as we looked at our text verse tonight, whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain the favor of the Lord. Of course, I want to please my wife. Of course, I want to do things that are pleasing and love on my kids and my grandchildren. But that should be secondary to me honoring and pleasing the Lord. Because if I'm doing things for them that does not please God, then I need to reevaluate what I'm trying to do to please them and find other ways to do those things. It's all about pleasing and honoring the Lord. Again, if we're right this way, it makes it so much easier to be right here with people out in front of us and around us. Again, wisdom gives favor with God, but also with men. Good understanding, common sense, or wisdom gives favor, approval, and acceptance. It causes us to gain approval from those in authority. Do you want to please your boss? If so, then seek God's wisdom and make wise choices. We have all heard stories. Many of us may have been the same example where we knew we were different than our colleagues. We knew we were different from the people that we work because we wanted to please God and we wanted and not to please man. We wanted to do our job. We wanted to do it well. We wanted to have a good testimony. But above all, we wanted to please the Lord. And we've had people that disagreed with us totally about our walk and about our faith. But we've had some of those people come to us and say, hey, would you pray for me? I've got a situation at home. Would you pray for me? I've got a situation at work. Would you pray for my wife or for my child? I don't know how many times I've had people come to me that have never stepped foot in the church I was pastoring or never went to church with me while I was in the military, but because of a desire to honor the Lord and do the right thing, they knew I was consistent. They know we are consistent. They know we have a walk, and therefore they're going to seek guidance. They're going to seek someone to pray for them because they know what you have is genuine. And that needs to be something continuing to promote and to work on to pass to the next generation. Again, it causes us to gain approval from those in authority, that wisdom. Do you want to please your boss? Again, if so, then seek God's wisdom and make wise decisions. Both Joseph and Daniel were promoted by their kings because of God's wisdom in their lives. Man, the impact these young men made. If you want to be accepted by others, then let your wisdom, not your wickedness, be the reason for your acceptance and for your approval. Live your life so that you are known for being a wise man or a wise woman and not a fool. We have enough fools running around the world today. We need those that have godly wisdom, shining the light on that, expressing that and living that. There is so much pressure today, not just with our young people, with us. I mean, think about it. When's the last time you got on a computer to do any research that you didn't have something pop up that you wish you didn't see? Didn't have something pop up that has nothing to do with anything that you're looking at or you're studying. I'm glad that we can have blockers on websites or blockers on your browsers that keep things from popping up. You have safeguards, use them. Put them in place. Guard your heart. Guard your eyes. Guard your life, because we don't need any more opportunities. We don't need to give the devil any more opportunities in that area. Live your life so that you are known for being a wise man or woman and not a fool, because we have enough of those. Four people were flying in a small passenger plane. There was a pilot, a pastor, and two teenagers, and one of them had just won an award for being the smartest teenager in the world. Not picking on anyone in the congregation today, didn't change any names. During the flight, the pilot turned to these three passengers and said, "I've got bad news, and I've got some worse news, but the bad news is we're out of gas. The plane is going down, and we're going to crash. The worst news is I only have three parachutes on board. This means that someone would have to go down with the plane." The pilot continued, "I have a wife and I have three children at home. I have many responsibilities. I'm sorry, but I'm going to take one of the parachutes." With that, he grabbed one of the chutes and he jumped out of the plane. The smartest teenager in the world was next to speak. "I'm the smartest teenager in the world," he said. I might be the one who comes up with a cure for cancer, for AIDS, or solve the world's economic problems. Everyone is counting on me." The smartest teenager in the world grabbed the second parachute and jumped out. The minister then spoke up and said, "Son, you have the last parachute. I have made my peace with God. I am willing to go down with the plane. Now you take the last parachute and go." "Relax, Reverend," said the teenager. "The smartest teenager in the world just jumped out of the plane with my knapsack." Now, give me a minute. I get tickled. Now I've got to try to be honest and not laugh. Beloved, life is full of people that think they are so smart, when in reality, according to Scripture, they are fools. Don't allow the fools to pull you down. Don't allow the fullness of the world to distract you. Don't allow what God calls foolishness to pull you in, but you stick to godly wisdom and how we gain that godly wisdom. Again, life is full of people that think they are so smart, but in reality, they are fools. Let's do all we can to do those things which are pleasing and honoring to the Lord, just as we began with early in our scripture tonight. Allow him to work in our lives. Strive to honor him, because "for whosoever findeth me," referring to wisdom, "findeth life and shall obtain favor in the Lord." Wisdom. The best definition I've ever heard given on wisdom is looking at life from God's point of view. If we try to look at life from God's point of view, things look completely different. Things begin to look a little more clearly, spiritually speaking. It can be scary, but the reality, if we're going to use godly wisdom, how does God see this? How would the Lord handle this situation? Would he step back, or would he step forward, even at times as he has turned over the tables with the money changers? We need to ask ourselves, okay, what is the right way to do this? All right, I can't let you out this early. Just take a minute before I have a word of prayer. Does anybody have a testimony? Just want to share something? God's been so good, jumping up and down, can't stand it. Just got to tell somebody. Yes. My keyboard does not want to hit six. It always wants to hit five. I did that Sunday, and Brother Cherry let me know that you got the date wrong on your outline, preacher. Thank you. Time just... Well, hey, when you're having fun, time just stands still. Thank you for some more humor. Thank you. That's right. That means I've got a lot of time left tonight. All right. Anyone else before we pray? Thank you for that. Yes, Brother Derek. Amen. Faith, family, and fellowship. Anyone else? What I need to start doing, maybe we do it tonight, trying to think, I don't want this, how can I do this? Let's help some of our testimonies over through this year be a part, if God has blessed you, whether it be the pastoral care, whether it be the parishioner care, whether it be proclamation or property care. If you've received a blessing from someone in your church family, you don't even have to give their name, but something was a blessing to you, you had an opportunity to be a blessing that God honored you with to be able to do that, that falls in those categories. I think it'd be good to share some of those on occasion to see how God is working through those areas as we labor and serve together in reference to Faith Family Fellowship. Michelle? Pastoral care, 40, yeah. Yes. It's a blessing. That's right. Well, there were some years it was, I'm sure. Thank you, Michelle. Anyone else? Surely. Come on. Yes. Amen. 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 Faith, family, and fellowship. I got a blessing tonight. Got to church. And had a family in our church that had a need, and I got to drop off Michelle and turn around and go help them out and come back and still made services on time. Just being available, just have an opportunity to be a blessing to someone in need. And I've received a blessing. So I'm excited about that, because when I pour into somebody else, I know the Lord's going to bring somebody to pour into me. So, yeah, amen. All right, anyone else? And then we'll have a word of prayer. All righty, let's pray and ask God's blessing. We'll pray to go home tonight and work for a week. Be praying for services on Sunday and invite someone to church. Invite a friend, invite a neighbor, invite an enemy. Just invite somebody to church on Sunday. Lord, we love you. And again, we thank you for your provisions, your blessings. Thank you for your word that shows us the direction to go, that shows us the difference between godly wisdom and the worldly foolishness. Help us to strive to be more like you and the wisdom we gain from our walk and our relationship and our favor that we find in you. Lord, I pray that you bless our church. Help us to cling to and work hard at the aspect of our faith, family, and fellowship. Father, we grow closer together as a church family and minister to others while we do that. Now, Father, dismiss us with your love tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, as always, the Lord loves you. His preacher loves you. If I can be a help to you in any way, please do not hesitate to ask. God bless you. You're dismissed.